We have any kids today? I bet we do. Hello, Danae. Good to see you here. Mariah, it's good to see you here today. Hey, so what do you got there in your hand? Nice. With hearts in the eyes? That's pretty cool. And what do you have? You have a phone? Is that your phone? That spells danger to me, but I think that's just great. I'm glad you have it in a case. I guess that's really good. Hey, guess what Wednesday is?
Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. Do you know why they call Valentine's Day Valentine's Day? Your dog. I know, we've seen your dog. It's beautiful. Oh, and he has a heart blanket.
It's a she.
Oh, sorry. A dog she. Yes, she dog has a heart blanket. That's wonderful. You have any pictures of your dog with you? Oh, okay, later. Okay, later. Let's not get off the track. So, what's Valentine's Day? Why do we call it that?
Love.
I wonder if they know.
Love.
Anybody know why we call Valentine's Day Valentine's Day? In honor of St. Valentine. That's right. Is that something you didn't know? Oh, now, okay, that's one thing. Write that down. You learned that Valentine's Day is named for St. Valentine. And who was St. Valentine? Yes? That's right. He was a priest in the old days in Rome. That's right. And when all the men were being sent off to war, a lot of times, not maybe uncommon, with not a whole lot of notice, and young families wanted to get started, and men wanted to get married to women, and they just wanted to start their family, and they said, oh my gosh, you have to go off to war? Well, let's just get married real quick then. I think there's some stories in this room that are sort of like that. But let's get married, and then in a couple weeks, you know, I'll be deployed, and I'll go off to serve our country. Well, back then, St. Valentine, he did a lot of weddings like that. But what happened was the Roman emperor, you know, the head guy, he said, you know, we don't have time for weddings. No more weddings. And guess what St. Valentine did? Oh, yes, there will be weddings. And so St. Valentine secretly told the couples who were in love and wanted to get married, you meet me in the back of our church, and I will marry you. And so couples came, and they almost lined up, and they all came to be married and to celebrate the love that they had for each other. And St. Valentine, he actually got in a little bit of trouble with the king. But it was all good at the end, and St. Valentine is remembered because of his commitment to expressing love even when there just doesn't seem to be enough time. When lots of circumstances can get in the way, St. Valentine knew that God wanted to bless marriages. Isn't that a cool story? So St. Valentine's Day is a day for us to remember that love is important, and we never should run out of time expressing love, expressing gratitude, and expressing kindness to other people. Well, one of the ways we do that is have conversations with people. We talk to people. And when we do, we remind them how special they are for us. You have special people in your life, right? Maybe your mom and dad, maybe your grandparents, your great-grandparents, you have neighbors and friends. You may have a dog in your life, yeah. Well, so maybe later on, in honor of St. Valentine, who didn't want anything to stand in the way of love, you should find a special way of showing love to your dog. Maybe there's a special treat you can give him or her as you like. And just to get you started on that, I have some box of Valentine hearts. Melissa got me these. She always comes up with this good stuff, I'm telling you. Look, and notice what they say. They're conversation hearts. So conversation hearts, they have little things on them. Some of them say, love you, be mine, that's right, you're sweet. Puppy love? They might say that, yeah. And because you need a conversation with other people, you could share a box with someone else, but not for your pets. These are only for human beings. And so you could share some Valentine hearts to let people know that there's always enough time to show love and kindness to people. We will. All right? Good. Well, let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for days that we can remember that your love never fails, that there's always time to express love and gratitude and kindness. And I thank you for Danae and for Mariah being here today. And I pray that they would know your love in a special way, that they would know the love of those that care for them, that they're surrounded by, and even their pets, their friends, their neighbors, and certainly the people in this room. So Lord, help us all to make time for expressing gratitude and love to others we meet along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here today.